Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we have open phone lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. In other words, if God can help you experience true freedom in life in Jesus Christ, there's something you'd like to discuss or a Bible question you'd like to pose, call now, 1-800-677-9377. That's toll-free in the U.S. and in Canada, 1-800-677-9377. This is your invitation to hear how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's basic gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's this gospel message. Jesus died. He was buried. He was raised on the third day. That's what we believe when we come to him by faith. When we do come to him by faith, something happens to us. First, we're made alive together with Christ. This dead spirit that was inside of us is regenerated. It comes to life. Then God's Spirit comes to live inside of us. There's a union that takes place inside of us, deep within. Our spirits join to God's Holy Spirit. And then there's a third thing that takes place. We're added to the body of Christ. We become members of the church, the ecclesia. Well, what is that body made up of? Well, it's made up of born-again believers, from both Jew and Gentile. That's the body of Christ. Paul describes it in Ephesians 2, for he himself is our peace, who has made the two, Jew and Gentile, one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. He goes on to say, and in this one body to reconcile both of them, Jew and Gentile, to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility. So when you look at the makeup of the body of Christ, you're going to see variety. You're going to see every ethnic background. You're going to see every walk of life. But specifically from a biblical context, you're going to see people from a Jewish background and you're going to see people from a Gentile background coming together as one. That's the body of Christ. Now, I give that background to kind of tell some stories that we find in the gospel accounts. We see Jesus interacting with a group of people known as the Samaritans. Well, the Jews despise the Samaritans, and the Samaritans despise the Jews. There was no love flowing between those two groups at all. It was such a bitter hatred and a toxic relationship between the two, that when a Jew traveled from the Sea of Galilee down to Jerusalem, the quickest way would be go through Samaria. They bypassed it. They went around Samaria. Why? They didn't want to be defiled. Yet in the gospel accounts, we continue to meet Samaritans, and they always show up as heroes, unlikely heroes. There's the story of the 10 lepers. 9 were Jews, 1 was a Samaritan. Jesus healed all of them, cleansed them all of leprosy. And he said, go and show yourself to the priest. So off they go. But this Samaritan turned around, came back to Jesus, and he said, thank you. And Jesus was like, where are the other 9? Didn't I heal all of you? And to this one Samaritan, Jesus said, your faith has made you well. Others were healed, but only one was made well in his spirit. We see the story of the Good Samaritan. Jewish priests and rabbis walk by this guy on the other side of the street. They do nothing, but along comes a Samaritan. He walks across the street, and he takes care of this guy. He tends to his needs. He gives them money. He takes care of them, does what's necessary. And then we see Jesus meeting a woman at the well in Samaria. A person who, you know, had 5 husbands and was now with another man, and they had this conversation about worship, and this Samaritan woman sees Jesus as the Messiah and goes back and tells the whole village, and they come out and talk with Jesus and listen, and they all believe. They recognize him for who he is. Well, why are these Samaritans such heroes in all of these stories, and the Jews weren't? Well, I think it ties into this passage in Ephesians. A Samaritan is a picture of the body of Christ. Within one body, one human body, there is a mixture of Jew and Gentile. Richard, tell us a little bit about Samaritans, how they came into being.
Well, you have to go back in history. After David's reign came Solomon, and after Solomon's reign, the country split in two because Solomon's son and another guy were in competition, and they were taking bad advice, and they ended up causing a civil war, really, and they split the country in two. The tribes of Judah and Benjamin stayed together in the south. The other 10 tribes in the north went out on their own. Time passed. They forgot God. They went into idolatry. They did all kinds of terrible things, and they were finally overtaken by Assyria, and the country wiped out.
Now, these were the northern 10 tribes.
The northern 10 tribes. And one of the things the Assyrians did was to try to assimilate with the peoples that they conquered. Well, the northern 10 tribes bought into that, and they assimilated with the Assyrians, and so they started intermarry, which means the bloodlines were being crossed. The Jewish bloodlines were no longer pure. And the folks in Judah, who themselves went into idolatry and ended up being conquered by Babylon, did not assimilate with the Babylonians in the same way that the northern tribes had assimilated with Assyria. Well, when everybody finally comes back home, Judah and Benjamin look at these northern tribes and say, "How could you? You've given up your identity as a child of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we hate you for it." And they call them Samaritans because their headquarters had been in Samaria for all these years, and they looked at them as half-breeds, and in some ways worse than a Gentile because they were half-breeds. They'd given up their Jewish identity, and you know, yet the southern tribes, of course, were just as guilty of many things, and they just started calling each other names, and it got worse and worse and worse, and by the time Jesus showed up, like you said, they wouldn't step foot on Samaritan territory if they could avoid it.
Absolutely not. But in this Samaritan world, when we look at them, we see they're a mixture of Jew and Gentile, mm-hmm. which is the body of Christ. And in all of these stories, we see the qualities and characteristics that God's Spirit works within the body of Christ. The body of Christ turns and gives thanks to Jesus Christ for all that he's accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection. And we as individual believers, we offer up hearts of thanksgiving for what he has done. We see in these stories, in these Samaritans, mercy, a Samaritan crossing the road to tend to the needs of somebody. That's the body of Christ. That's what God works inside of us. And we also see contentment. Here this woman was trying to find contentment through relationships, and she finally found it in Jesus. That's the body of Christ. That's the picture of those of us who have come to him by faith. We found contentment in Jesus. We found rest for our souls. Well, those aren't qualities and characteristics we can produce on our own. That's a work of God's Spirit in us. And that's the message of this CD series. How does God work in us? What characteristics does he produce inside of us?
Yeah.
It's a powerful CD set, and it's perfect to help an individual grow in their relationship with Christ. We all want to grow. We all want to see changes. Well, those changes are going to be produced by God's Spirit. And when we see these qualities, contentment, thanksgiving, mercy flowing out of us, we know that's because Christ has done his work inside.
Absolutely. Profiles in Character by Bob Christopher, a 3-CD series available to you for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. And to make your gift and request your copy, simply go online to basicgospel.net. A couple of prominent links right on the homepage at basicgospel.net or by phone at 1-800-727-2828. During Central Time office hours, you can speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828. Profiles in Character, yours for a gift of any amount.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and talk with Boyce listening to us on WLNO. Hi, Boyce.
How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you doing? Love that voice of yours, man.
That's what everybody tells me. They tell me I should be on the radio.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you are on the radio now. It's nice to talk with you.
Well, I have a testimony for you.
Excellent.
And starting off with, I'd like to tell anybody out there that thinks that the good Lord can't love them, can't forget them, that the good Lord is there, and the good Lord will forgive you. It don't matter what you've done, where you've been, that I used to be the president of an outlaw bike club, and I've turned my life over to the good Lord. And a lot of people out there think that they've done things in their life that, you know, just cannot be forgiven. And I would like everybody out there to know that it don't matter what you've done, where you've been, or who you are, that the good Lord will save you. The good Lord does love you, and that he is an awesome Lord.
Couldn't be better said, yeah. Boys. That's powerful stuff right there.
Need to find you a good church. Listen to your radio station and all, and get deep into the Lord. And the Lord is there for you.
Yes, indeed. Boys, that's just powerful stuff right there. And thank you so much for putting it so clearly and concisely. If somebody doesn't understand that, they've got something wrong with their understander.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, like I say, I believe that I've been given the life. We all have a path in life to walk. And I believe that my path in life was my life that I lived. And now that I've turned my life over to the good Lord, that my calling, my gift from the Lord is to go to gangs and bikers and people that absolutely no disrespect intended to nobody. But I can reach people that what we called in the bike world citizens, that the docker and suit preacher, and like I say, no disrespect intended, can't reach.
You're right. You're exactly right, Boyce. And I am so glad to hear that God's put that ministry on your heart to go back to those folks that you know what they feel like underneath. You know what's going on inside. You know the fears that they experience. You know what they're trying to hide by their tough character and that sort of thing. And just your testimony alone can penetrate that and bring somebody to a point of saying, hey, this is truth. I need somebody to come into my life and to make me different. And that's
exactly.
Exciting, Boyce, that you're doing that. And hats off to you for making yourself available to share what you know about the love of Christ with those within your sphere of influence. That's how God works, and that's powerful.
That's it. The good Lord gives you and put you where he wants you to be.
Yes. I tell you what I want to do, Boyce. We have a good friend from California named John Andrews. John has written a number of books. The Outlaw Preacher is kind of the title of his first book. But he was a biker just like you and was saved, and he's gone back, and he's written these books from a biker's perspective. And they're really powerful. I'd love to get you two connected. I think y'all would have a ball together talking about your experiences and how God is using you in a powerful way within that world, okay?
Yeah, and actually that's where I was born and raised.
Okay.
It's California.
Well, excellent. Well, let me put you on hold, Boyce, and we'll send you a copy of this CD series, Profiles in Character, and we'll get some information from you and try to connect you and John, okay?
All right, and there's also a gentleman that's in New Orleans that his name's Billy Rivers, and he's another biker that did 11 years in prison. He was with an outlaw bike club, and he's turned his life over to the good Lord, and he actually has a ministry now out of Louisiana.
God has his people, doesn't he? And he places them.
Yes, he does, big man.
Places them exactly where they need to be to advance his kingdom, because there's so many people who need the Lord, and you know, somebody like you going into some of these biker organizations, they're going to look at you and they're going to say, he knows what he's talking about,
and they're done that
absolutely, and probably a bunch of them are sitting there saying, I wish I could find a way out, I wish I could find some truth, I wish I could find some peace deep inside. And when you walk in, they have hope. And that's great, great stuff, Boyce. And thanks for being a part of today's program, okay?
All right. Love you guys, and God bless.
You too, man.
Yeah.
You hold the
Thank
line,
you.
Okay, my friend?
Great call from Boyce. What an encouragement he is. And we have plenty of open lines, still time on the clock. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel, 1-800-677-9377.
What a voice and what a powerful story, powerful testimony. You talk about profiles and character, the change that God brings about in our lives. You just heard powerful stuff right there. So, Boyce, again, thanks for being a part of today's program. Well, let's go to Grand Rapids and talk with Paul, listening to us on WFUR. Hi, Paul.
Hi there. Am I the only one from Grand Rapids that calls pretty much?
you're our Grand Rapids connection, man.
Well, that's not good. What I want to talk about is the Antichrist, and I want to read 1 John chapter 2. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now. Well, I want to talk about that even now. It seems to me that did Apostle Paul write 1 John chapter 2?
No, John would be considered the author of that, Apostle John.
Oh, okay. Well, sounds like the Antichrist, was when he was writing this, was there now, it says. So what do you think about that?
Well, he talks about, I think it's over in verse or chapter 4, this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. So the spirit of Antichrist is already here. The whole world system, the whole world's philosophy is based on Antichrist thinking. The world is Antichrist. So the spirit of Antichrist is already here. It's going to find, you know, residence in a particular person at the end times, but the spirit of Antichrist is already here. We've met Antichrist figures throughout history, you know, from all the way back in the garden, all the way up until now, we've met Antichrist figures, and certainly.
Yes, I heard that Nero was the one that killed Apostle Paul, and he was an Antichrist in his day. Did you ever hear that?
Oh, absolutely.
That he killed so many people.
Absolutely, and actually, when you look at his name and you know, do the number of his name, it comes out 666. So there was a connection there, and I think John in Revelation was trying to make that connection, that you have somebody on the scene named Nero that fits this. He is Antichrist in every sense of the word. But the spirit of Antichrist is here. It's among us. but through faith in Jesus Christ, through an attachment to his word, an abiding in his word, we will know truth, and that truth will give us discernment concerning the spirit of Antichrist. Well, heck,
I remember hearing that in the Protestant Reformation, they thought the Pope was the Antichrist back then. But now in the 20th century, they think that maybe Hitler was the Antichrist. So it seems like different Antichrists come on the scene.
Well, certainly Hitler was an Antichrist figure, wasn't he? He was embodied by the spirit of Antichrist. And I think that's the key point that John wants us to understand, is that this spirit of Antichrist is already here. There's already problems that he is stirring up. And all of those problems that he is stirring up, you know, go right back to this root of deception. He's the father of lies. So he's trying to deceive us, the children of God. And he certainly already has the world deceived.
Is the Antichrist going to come from a church or a religion or something like that? Like they thought the Pope was the Antichrist because he came from the church.
Well, there's a lot of speculation on that, Paul, and we just don't know for sure. I mean,
who do you think the Antichrist is now?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily point to any one individual. I would just say, like, we could look at what's happening in some of those countries in Africa, where there's just constant unrest and war, and the folks driving that. I would say they are being controlled by the spirit of Antichrist. We can look in other places of the world, and we would say that the spirit of Antichrist is there. They are anti-truth, anti-things of the Lord, anti-everything biblical.
When was the Antichrist put in the pit? I mean, the beast. When was that? Or is he in the pit right now, or is he active, you think? Antichrist.
Well, yes.
Well,
those are questions.
Great answer, Bob.
Those are questions I just don't think we can answer. Some would say he was put in the pit a long time ago, but you know, when you read Revelation, you look at it in terms of something that's going to happen in the future. It's a future.
Well, principalities, are they demons from the Antichrist?
They'd certainly be the forces of darkness. Yes, they would.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for giving me that.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, thanks for your call, Paul. We sure appreciate it. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're about out of time here, huh?
Well, yes, we are, and certainly want to mention to our listeners that we need your help. We need your support. Basic Gospel is listener-supported. We rely on gifts and contributions from our faithful friends. If this ministry has touched your life, if it's made a difference in your life, we ask you to join with us and help make a difference in somebody else's life. A gift of $35 will help reach 100 people through this program. So join with us. Become a part of the Basic Gospel financial team. We need your help. We want to partner with you in this work of God through this outreach.
Absolutely. And to express our thanks for your generous support to Basic Gospel, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive a 3-CD series by Bob Christopher called Profiles in Character. We've been talking about it. You know, God is looking for people of character, those who reflect him in this world of darkness. But how do we become standout people in this world? Well, Bob unlocks the secret in this 3 life-changing biblical accounts and profiles in character, yours for a gift of any amount. To make your gift and receive your CD series, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. 1-800-727-2828 is the number you can speak with our operator. Again, 1-800-727-2828. We also invite you to join our email list by clicking subscribe in the upper menu at basicgospel.net. You'll get late news about the ministry, upcoming events, and information about new products and resources to enhance your understanding of the Christian life. So click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net. Now for Bob Christopher, Bridget Piper, and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great evening, everybody. See you then. Bye-bye.